I was on assignment in San Francisco recently, and it involved some food tasting.
So this is Chef Kren's brioche, served with a little bit of cultured butter and sea salt. It's her grandmother's recipe. What's amazing about the brioche is it's actually the one unifying item across all three restaurants, so Petit Kren, Bar Kren, and Atelier Kren.
All of those restaurants are owned by Dominique Kren, who wasn't surprised at all when I told her how good that bread was.
I love brioche when it's like warm and it's buttery and it's delicious and it's so luxurious, and I would say luxurious, that you feel so connected to the person that makes the bread.
I was chatting with the French-born chef shortly after she got some news. Her restaurant, Atelier Kren, was given 3 stars by the Michelin Guide. That is seen by some as the highest honor in the culinary world. And what's more, of all the chefs in the U.S. to get 3 stars from Michelin, Dominique Kren is the first woman.
We were not seeking it. We don't seek those things. It's what we do with it that matters, you know. Doesn't mean that we are better than others.
But she does think this gives her a better platform now to inspire women in an industry largely dominated by men. Dominique Kren says she has seen slow progress, making kitchens more diverse and building respect for women there. She's made her own way up in the San Francisco restaurant scene since moving here from France in her 20s.
When I started to work in a kitchen, there's not a lot of women that were working, and I didn't try to pay attention to that, but I knew there was something that I had to work harder than others, and I was a bit picked on sometimes, but I'm a very strong person. Nobody touched me.
I would cut them. Did you face people who thought you were moving quickly because you're a woman?
Yeah, there's one guy, I remember him. I'm not going to say his name. It was very short. I called him Napoleon.
He's like a fellow cook in the...
Yeah.
What did you tell him?
You know, I've never been aggressive to anyone, but I looked at him in his eyes and I said, listen, you can think anything of me, but what I'm going to show you is what I can do. And if you're not happy, then I don't really care. I think the chef is happy, so that's what drive me here. I need to please my chef, but I'm also pleasing myself. And that's it. You have to talk like this. You can't like engage in like violence. Because I think they want you to like fight. A fight with words.
Given all of this work you've been doing and trying to use this platform, I want to read you something that I know you've heard before and that it just caught my eye. I had to reread it a few times. It was Michael Bauer, who's the longtime restaurant critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. He said about you, she has been successful because she does have talent and she has worked hard, but let's be honest, also because she has enormous charisma, she's beautiful, and has that French accent.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I didn't like it. But I have to tell you that Monsieur Bauer came to me and he told me that what was said in a newspaper was taken out of context. And I did listen to him. And what I realized at that moment, which I think he should have never said that, I said, you know, I think sometimes you have to be very careful when you use the word as a journalist, because you, first of all, saying that about me, it's a little bit degrading. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but that should not be a factor on anything. And yes, I mean, charisma, what is charisma? It's like, I'm trying to be genuine every time I speak or I'm out there. And maybe you call it charisma, but this is who I am.
Because if you read that, I mean, he also said about you, she cooks the way men are cooking.
Well, that was not right either, yes.
Did he explain what was taken out of context?
Well, I think what he was trying to say is, you know, I mean, the feel that I'm in and also the style of the restaurant that I'm doing, especially with Atelier Kren, is a little bit different than a casual restaurant. And he was perhaps, he wanted this to be a compliment. But I'm not saying what he said was right. I'm just trying to like be not aggressive about it. Like, I think what I want to say from this is that words matters. And the consequences can be hurtful to others.
The fact that we're even talking about this, like
it's
those
crazy
words, and that, yeah, what does that say about
that we have
this
a lot
industry,
of work to
this
be done.
Moment.
We still have a lot of work to be done.
And your platform in this moment, like the Me Too movement and a lot of things that women have been through, do you feel like whatever role you can play has become even more important?
Absolutely, you know, I'm just a little fish in the sea, you know, but I do understand that everything that I do could have a little impact. I mean, I had few men chefs that had sent me emails, and they have said to me, you know, we have never met, but I have to tell you that I'm not proud about the way that I've been treating people, not just women, but a lot of people in my life. And you have inspired me to be a better person. I hope you can give me some advice.
These are male chefs who said, who can I write in my industry who might give me some advice? And
yeah, that's powerful. I truly believe that some people go through life and they've been taught not the right way. But I can't judge them.
I mean, there have been chefs in this country who have been accused of having a culture of harassment in their kitchens, and women who have worked for them who have said they've been abused. And I just wonder, like, when those accusations come out, I mean, you seem to have a level of patience and an open door. I mean, there's some people who say, get that guy out of the industry. Like, don't go to his restaurant.
Not everyone. Yeah. So some I will not give them the pass. I'm giving the pass to people that haven't, you know, done anything violent, especially sexual violence. They have no place to be in an industry where you're supposed to bring people together.
So who gets the second chance? Who do you decide?
For me, it's people that perhaps that work in that environment and understand that they were perhaps follower, but they realized they should have speak up. Because when you look at the world, we are all complicit.
Dominique Kren is chef owner of Atelier Kren and other restaurants in San Francisco. She recently got 3 stars from the prestigious Michelin Guide.